Customers are rushing to your store. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into the one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. Connect with customers in line and online. Shopify helps you drive store traffic with plug-and-play tools built for marketing campaigns from TikTok to Instagram and beyond. Get hardware that fits your business. Take payments by smartphone, transform your tablet into a point-of-sale system, or use Shopify's POS Go mobile device for a battle-tested solution. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/theathletic, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/theathletic to take your retail business to the next level today. shopify.com/theathletic.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Welcome to the NBA Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show.
Ding, ding!
How about we can just watch basketball?
I like that idea.
Hello, and welcome to the Daily Ding on the Athletic NBA Show. I'm Dave DeFore, here with Keith Parrish for your free agency week update. Before we start, don't forget you can get this podcast advertising free by subscribing at theathletic.com/NBA show. Keith, the big news of the day, Kyrie Irving decides to bravely opt in to his $36.5 million player option to remain a Brooklyn Net for now.
Yeah, Dave, he took the road less traveled and did not give up $30 million to sign a taxpayer mid-level exception with anyone. He did kind of torment Lakers fans, it felt like, a little bit by acting like he might. I don't know if that was a leverage play, but yes, apparently Kyrie is going to return to the Nets. And does this mean Kevin Durant's not available anymore? I was putting together some fake trades to see if I could get Kevin Durant on my favorite team, but does that mean he's staying?
Yeah, was Jaren Jackson in that fake trade?
Untouchable, Dave.
Yeah,
untouchable.
Yeah. Well, the negotiations over the last few weeks between Kyrie and the Nets, they apparently were really close to reaching an agreement on an incentive-laden, longer-term deal that approached a max, and seems like last minute, not able to pull it off. And this sort of takes away some scenarios where Kyrie may have done this, where he opts out and goes and signs for the mid-level exception for someone. The teams that have cap space right now, Keith, they're not really competing for titles, and I assume that Kyrie wants to go somewhere where he can compete. Seems like staying in Brooklyn is probably the best choice for that if he actually shows up to play games.
Yeah, you would think so. I mean, you have to look at your teammates, you look at the landscape of the league, and you say, on this one hand, I have Kevin Durant. And also, by the way, we think they have Ben Simmons, but you know, we'll see. But it's still like, how are you going to find a better situation? How are you going to, you know, maybe get the money you want? So he's going to opt in. Unfortunately, as tired as we all are talking about Kyrie Irving, I think this basically just means the whole year is going to be, where's Kyrie going to get traded to? When something goes a different direction, now are they going to try to unload this deal? Or will they be able to work out? So like, it's all going to be, does he stick around? I mean, I'm more interested in the teams that are actually, you know, competing for the titles and playing basketball. And like, maybe the Nets will be back there, but like, it's too much of the sideshow. I know it's free agency, but like, give me Marvin Bagley rumors. That's where I'm at right now, Dave. Marvin Bagley got an offer sheet from the Pistons, or excuse me, he was offered a free agency tender, which I'm a little surprised by. The Pistons could, in fact, create all this cap space to maybe make a run at a Miles Bridges or a DeAndre Ayton, or just take the Knicks' bad salary. But they, at least right now, making overtures that they're going to bring back Bagley and actually sign him a little bit. I'm sorry, I not supposed to talk about Marvin Bagley?
Going back to the Nets. So during this entire process, it seems as if the Nets kept in mind Kyrie and Kevin Durant's close relationship. Kevin Durant reportedly was very loyal to Kyrie Irving during this entire thing. But you have to think, Keith, that in the back of their minds, the Nets were worried, even though the reports came out that they were willing to accept it. They had to have been worried that they would lose Kevin Durant, who may ask for a trade if Kyrie isn't placated.
Yeah, I mean, the Nets were backed into a corner where this is what you have. If these players leave, you can't really replace them if you upset Kevin Durant. Like, what was the last couple years of your team building all about? Like, you start over from scratch and in a very kind of poor position. So, like, yeah, they had to keep Kevin Durant happy. I mean, maybe Kevin Durant also, does he reach out and say, like, listen, like, Kyrie, you're my buddy. We're really good. Let's come play basketball. Let's just let this get past us, and then when we hit the court next season, we'll remember, hey, it's really fun to play basketball with really good players, and it turns out we are, in fact, competing for that title.
I mean, they were a half shoe size away from the finals, and I think it's easy to forget that. It's also easy to forget they didn't have Joe Harris for the playoff run and didn't have Ben Simmons, who, you know, if he's going to be healthy next year and out there on the court, this team should be in the top half of the East.
Yeah, there were a lot of strange circumstances last season that contributed to this mess. And maybe that's the pitch to Kyrie or Kevin Durant. Like, next year is not going to be like last year. Everything went wrong last year with the vaccine mandates and with Joe Harris getting hurt. You know, like, it all became very, very strange. We never got to see very much of KD and James Harden and Kyrie Irving playing together. And so next year, healthy Ben Simmons, fingers crossed, and Joe Harris coming back, and Durant, Irving, like, they should be one of the best teams in the NBA.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another point guard with some contract news, Keith. The Houston Rockets and John Wall have agreed to a buyout, and he's only given back $6.5 million of his $47.4 million salary this year. That's a victory for John Wall. Congratulations, John Wall. And also, Keith, because tampering is more of a vibes thing than an actual rule, he's already expected to sign with the Los Angeles Clippers for the taxpayer mid-level exception. To me, this is a win-win for everybody. John Wall gets paid, doesn't have to give up any money, which we love, and the Clippers get potentially a massive piece as they get back all of their pieces. Kawhi, Paul George for a full season, theoretically. John Wall could be huge for this team, Keith.
Yeah, it's a really interesting fit. It's a really interesting story how, like, the Rockets just have paid John Wall now for two seasons not to play any basketball, and John Wall will get to join up with a good team. And, you know, like, what does he have? What does a year and a half look like for John Wall? When we last saw him on the Rockets, it wasn't terrible. Like, he put up stats. He averaged 20 points, 7 assists. How does that fit on the Clippers? How does that fit in a backcourt with Reggie Jackson? Like, who's the starter? Who's the backup? I mean, John Wall's not going to forget how to pass, and he's going to be on way more talent than maybe he's ever been. And so, like, that part is really tantalizing, really appealing. And it looks like the Clippers, you know, bolstering themselves before free agency started. I guess that's neither here nor there, but it does seem like an interesting fit. We get to see John Wall. As basketball fans, we win. Just, we get to see John Wall play basketball again. The guy's entertaining. He's electric. And hopefully he still has some of that dynamism that was a defining part of his game.
Yeah. And hopefully he's healthy. This is the big thing for me, is that he did look good when he played last year, and the burst was there to a certain degree. It's not like old school John Wall, but John Wall with some shooters has been good offense in the past, and with the way that Ty Lue coaches this team, it's, you know, attacking off the dribble, which is John Wall's bread and butter, is sort of the basis of their offense. So I'm with you, Keith. I think that from an offensive perspective, this could be a perfect fit. On the defensive end, you've got all these tough wings around him. So his point of attack defense isn't nearly as vulnerable because he has so much help. And I think the bigger question for the Clippers now is, like you said, finding the minutes. him and Reggie Jackson likely to split time as far as like the lead, you know, point guard, if we want to call it that. But this is a team that doesn't really employ a traditional point guard most of the time. I look at John Wall as a perfect, you know, 28 minute a night guy who probably comes off the bench and gets to run a bunch of second units with some of those wings and finding shooters. I mean, this is the guy who got Trevor Ariza paid. He got Otto Porter paid. I mean, he gets wings paid, and Steve Ballmer doesn't mind that because the money is fake to him. So I think this is a match made in heaven. That's right. So this is a match made in heaven to me, and I can't envision a scenario where he's healthy and isn't able to contribute to this team in particular because they cover up his flaws so well, Keith. I mean, the Clippers, we keep forgetting about them, but moves like this is exactly why they're going to be in the top of the West this next season.
It also shows the advantage it is to have an owner who just says, I will pay luxury tax. I will pay whatever it takes. Where I say, like, yeah, all right, John Wall's available. I can spend my taxpayer mid-level on him. A lot of people are connecting the dots and saying, all right, well, that means they can't retain Isaiah Hartenstein. But there's a rumor, hey, we'll use our trade exception on Nerlens Noel, which is just luxury tax on top of luxury tax, but just the willingness of an owner to do what the Warriors did and say, this is all legal. This is a good way to build our salary, and I am competitive enough that I'm going to pay it. So, yeah, the Clippers look very interesting with this addition.
The other Los Angeles team, the one that's not as good, has a little bit of point guard news too, Keith. Russell Westbrook opts in to $47.1 million in what can't be a surprise to anybody, Keith.
No, Westbrook took to his Twitter this morning to post a video of him doing a little carpool karaoke, singing along in the car. Very happy day for Russell Westbrook. The man is delightful as a human being. As a basketball fan with no affiliation for cheering for the Lakers, he's fun to watch play basketball. I'm sorry he's frustrating. If he's on your team, I recognize that can be frustrating. You can put together low-light clips of Russ from last year that compete with anyone as far as like, oh, wow. Like, why is he so mad at that backboard on that shot? But like, Russ is a fun guy. He's good for the NBA. As far as the Lakers, not a lot of optimism, not a lot of hope. You're sure you got LeBron James, you got Anthony Davis. Maybe year two of this experiment works a little bit better, but I don't know. I mean, what do you do with Westbrook? You have to play him, right? You got
to
put him out there.
$47 million that you have to find a place to play. And finding a trade partner for Russ, I mean, I think it's going to be impossible. Not likely to be a buyout candidate because the Lakers want to compete for a title, and you're more likely to compete with Russ than buying him out, because that's just dead money for the Lakers and you have no way to replace the roster spot. So I think they're going to run it back, Keith. I can't imagine a scenario where someone is going to, you know, trip over themselves to trade for Russ. Can you?
Well, The front office, as far as we can tell, has not been willing to attach assets to get rid of Westbrook. And that's kind of the rub, where if the Lakers said, we will give, I don't know, maybe the Detroit Pistons with all their cap space, if they said, we'll give you the 2027 first round pick, you give us Kelly Olynyk and Corey Joseph, and then take the rest of Russell Westbrook's salary into your cap space, like that could work. But as long as the Lakers hold this line of we're not paying first-round picks to undo this quote-unquote mistake, yeah, it's hard to envision what could actually happen with this deal. There's an argument to be made. You have LeBron James still, who's aging. You have Anthony Davis. You should use your future first-round picks to, if you can improve your team and unload Westbrook's deal, like you should do it. I mean, the player to watch, I can already guess the SportsCenter segment like 6 months from now. Should the Lakers trade two first-round picks and Russell Westbrook for Kyrie Irving, who's on an expiring deal, who wants to be in LA? Like, that's going to be ESPN 6 months from now, so.
Well, if we can reunite Russ and KD, I'm all for it. I'm rooting for those guys to join up with James Harden back in OKC. That's the master plan that, yes, I'm waiting to see unfold. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Thank you guys for listening. For Keith Parrish, I'm Dave DeFore. Keith, let's get out of here.
Ding, ding.